This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
What's the green best? Everyone said, cocked, locked. You're down six correctly to USAPrepares.com, and we're delighted you're here, broadcasting 2 hours from the CSPOA convention, right here, Tuscany Hotel, Las Vegas, Nevada. Sam's at my left, Kirk Crosby's at his left, and
Vincent say the woman's supposed to be to the right. I'm just saying.
Sam, well, I take it, and you are to my left.
I know, sir, you're to my right.
And so is Chief Larry Kirk, Chief of Police, Old Monroe, Missouri. Welcome, Chief.
Thank you very much. I'm just proud to be here, proud to see Sam again after our conference last year in St. Charles, Missouri, and glad to get back in the battlefield here with you guys.
Amen, brother. Now, before we get started with Chief Larry Kirk, I want to recap, because I want people to listen to the first hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. You'll be able to get it on archives here coming up soon if you missed it, didn't get to hear it. I'm telling you right now, it's an absolutely must listen to broadcast with Sam Whitman, Vincent Fennelli, live from the CSPOA conference. We had on our brother Dan. And Dan is a military veteran. And Dan is from Washington, and he's American, and he lived his life dream to become a soldier, but he found out, you know what? We're nation building. He found out we're really there to bring bottom line profits to corporations, and you know what? That's not what he thought he was enlisting for. He found himself caught in a hard place of, man, I want to carry out my duties, but I owe him allegiance to the supreme law of the land that I made an oath. So I got to keep that oath. And now he's an oath keeper with Stuart Rhodes, and he's doing a great job. That hour is, I'm telling you, a must-listen 2 hour. But Larry wanted to talk about, you know what, those who go serve their country and keep their oaths of office, like Dan Rodriguez. But he wants to contrast that with some folks that are struggling to keep their oaths of office. It's a lot harder for the paper pushers to get sometimes, Larry.
Yeah, you know, I guess last night hearing him speak reminded me of Missouri. We have a state rep named Paul Kirkman. And Representative Kirkman was a very young guy, joined the Marine Corps, served overseas. Actually, he was a Marine sergeant. And he came back, and he truly understood a lot of things that Dan was just speaking of. His idea of the Constitution, what he thought it meant, was totally different than what it truly was. And I think that's the problem we have with a lot of people right now, including peace officers here in the States. And he came back, ran for a state house here in Missouri, after going to college. And he looked up a video on YouTube. Representative Kirkman from Missouri spoke at a oathkeeper's swearing-in ceremony a few months ago and did an incredible job in a speech about the oath of office and the actual role of government and the role that they're supposed to serve as our representatives, whether it's at the State House or Washington, D.C., but then also the importance of keeping that oath against the government that is now overreaching the powers that we give them. So I hope that might go out for that YouTube video. It's Representative Paul Kirkman out of Missouri. And just hear what he had to say as a former Marine sergeant about what the actual role of government is and what the Constitution truly means to him now.
Sam, we're talking about the role of government and what the Constitution means.
Yeah, and it's interesting to me how people come to that understanding. I'm grateful that Kirkman has come to that understanding. I'm grateful that Dan has come to that understanding. You know, they kind of have a road of get rid of the indoctrination, get rid of the propaganda, get rid of the agenda, and just step back and say, what is America about and what do I believe as a person? You have to almost unlearn before you get it, Larry.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one thing that we're facing right now with police officers here in the United States now. As a police chief, one thing I've spoken about a lot is we're seeing the same type of indoctrination that the military uses in our police academies now, where you're not taught the actual spirit of the Constitution. You're not actually telling me about the actual police aspects of law enforcement.
Actually, what you do is you just regurgitate the date of the Treaty of Versailles, or you regurgitate the preamble, or maybe the Gettysburg Address or something.
I think
and you don't really delve into the meaning. You just regurgitate it so that you can say, I went through that, right?
Yeah, I don't think you get that deep in police academies now. I think most police academies just cover case law. So you never even get the understanding of what an amendment was, where it came from. And so we're putting, you know, police officers.
You said case law. What about the Supreme Law, sir?
Well, that's never covered. And that's, you know, that's one thing I talked about whenever we talked to Michael Perugia last year in St. Charles. That was the one thing I told him was my concern is now is that we are not taught that law. We're taught that law changes day to day based on what a judge says, and that we go with the judicial opinions of people instead of the Supreme Law as it's written. And I would say, not now, tell you, you're a police officer on the street right now, I would have never even picked up the copy of the Constitution, so it's nice to be able to have the ability to hand those out now.
Amen to that, sir. We all come to a greater understanding, and we're meeting each other, and we're not alone. That's one of the greatest messages of what we're doing, and we can take courage. Now, I want to also bring up a story that we talked to you about last year. Last year, it was June. So, let's see, was that 9 months ago now?
Yeah.
You had mentioned to us that you were having trouble getting ammunition for your police force training. You're having trouble getting for your police force training. And in your police force training, you need ammo to keep your guys up to date, up to speed with their weapons, etc. And you couldn't really get the ammo that you needed. You said you'd put in some orders. But no ammo. You have an update on that, right?
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people talk about the federal government obtaining large amounts of ammo, which is true, but I think a lot of times they don't realize that at the local level, it's not the same as the federal level. And for example, whenever I spoke to you last time, we had called around the various people who make contracts and some other large distributors, and they actually told us that either they couldn't fulfill orders or they just weren't able to take any more orders at the time. So I spoke to you in June. We actually had one company take an order, and just within a week of speaking to you, they contacted us and said that they had canceled the order because they could not fulfill it due to lack of brass. So we were able to find another company, took an order. That was the first week of June, and just this past week, we actually received half of our order for 223, half of the order for the 9mm, and 940 cal ammo. So, it's taken us this long, like I said, over half a year now, almost 8 months, and 9 months, and we're just now getting very partial amounts of ammo just in training our officers now.
Chief, when you say half an order, why don't we just be specific on what you mean by half an order? It's, you know, that's something that someone would go into a gun show and just walk out the door with previously. I'm talking 3, 4, 5 years ago. You're talking, what, 500 rounds?
500 rounds was the total. Yeah, we ordered 1,000. That would take us through, you know, a couple of years. And so I guess you say, you know, I'll be like, oh, half order. You know, we ordered 10,000 rounds. So we actually ordered 1,000. We got 500.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to make sure that everything was clear. You know, 500 rounds, literally, I'll get the guys out on the range, and that's gone in a day.
Up in an hour.
Exactly.
Yeah, easily. I'm talking slow fire, it's gone in a day.
So, and like I said, I definitely see that they're, I believe the federal government is trying to get a free-pronged approach on trying to limit your ability to use your firearm.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, if you can't get it to where it's illegal to own a firearm, and you're going to go ahead and say, yes, you can own one, well, it's pretty much... not any good to you unless you can actually fire ammo through it. So I think three things have happened. I think the federal government realizes that if they can take up the entire amount of supply, then they have the market cornered. So I think that's one thing that they've done with the mass orders that they've taken part in. So you've got
the point of that, though, in the land of the free. I mean, when I was a kid, we used to play for fun all day long, and hey, ammo was plentiful and cheap, sir. What happened?
Well, I think that's what it is. I really believe that they realize that the judicial decisions that have come down recently in support of the Second Amendment, that they realize that the only way to attack it now is getting the ammo. And so now you have the EPA involved in things like the smelting plant in Missouri back in Herculaneum. And then the third thing is I think they're eventually going to start taxing ammo, whatever little bit's left, to where it's just too expensive to even buy. So I think it's a three-pronged approach. I think right now it's...
Well, I think it's more than three prongs, because now what they're doing, though, is they're taking a lot of the ability to make the lead and the different things and shutting down what the smelting plant's into.
Yeah, I think that's probably, like we talked about this last night, I think that's the second problem, is using the EPA now to shut down some of these plants.
Yeah, what happened, Sam, was I called the the Dove Run facility. And they are the largest, well, they were the largest smelter of lead in the United States. And they were being fined $65 million by the EPA. So I called them up and I said, we will come to your rescue and we will ring the alarm. And I'm certain that Sam Bushman will join me, Joyce Riley, and other talk show hosts, and we'll exploit this.
And absolutely you are certain, sir.
Yes.
Just want to make that on the record. You know?
Well, I called their, I guess it would be the person who speaks publicly for the organization. And she was reluctant. She said, you know,
hold on, let me stop you. We really press person you speak of is called a gatekeeper, just so you know.
Okay, well, let me share this with Sam and Chief. She said, you know, we really need to work with these guys. And what she meant was the EPA. So let's play nice. And I said, hold it. You're talking about a $65 million fine. These guys are coming down on you. These feds are coming down on you like a ton of bricks, and you want to play nice? So I asked John Dollarhite, who had been fined with his wife, Judy Dollarhite, $6.19 million for raising rabbits in Missouri. And I said, here's the thing. It's one-tenth of the fine that you're facing, but this is just a family. This is not a corporation.
Yeah, that takes the term, we're hunting rabbits.
It's all well. So the Dollarhite family was... can you imagine that, Sam? Losing everything that you could have worked for? $6 million for selling rabbits? Now, we're not talking about a couple acre property that they had, and this was like a side business for their son. So they sold rabbits to Silver Dollar City. Class, if you want to look it up, look up Dollarhite, Dollarhite, and then comma rabbits. And you'll see the story. But the point I'm trying to make is this is a family who faced down the USDA and won. So I believe that the national security interests of you and me and all of us here in America were compromised by the EPA. This could have been worked out, but the strength of the EPA appeared to be so great that the mine shut down. There's nothing in operation. What are your thoughts on that?
And that historically what we talked about. Right? These are coming into anything where it's the government's power now, just with the EPA. If they don't like something in regards to, you know, lead smelting, we're going to shut down ammo, they send in them. If it's a raw milk farmer, you know, in a state somewhere, if it's a girl selling missiles falling apart, the government is just overpowering now.
Yeah. Here we are, live at the CSPOA. I'm Larry Kirk. Sam Bush is on my left. This is what
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $5.15, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
From the CSPOA conference, Chief Larry Kirk's with us. Chief of Police, Old Monroe, Missouri. And Sam Bushman's to my left. Dan Rodriguez is across from me. And I've got a question for the chief. It seems to me that law enforcement... Now, I'm not talking about peace officers. I'm talking about law enforcement. And I have a distinction in my mind. It seems that law enforcement is looking for things to give us tickets for. They're looking for, they're on the prowl, trying to find reasons to stop us and give us tickets. Peace officers, I feel, are on our side who want to help us. And the doubt, if there is one, the benefit of the doubt, I believe, is given to us. I don't believe that's the case with law enforcement. I think we're guilty until proven innocent with law enforcement. But here's my question, and you can respond to that if you like. I believe that law enforcement, not peace officers, law enforcement, feels that they have the authority to lie to us. What is your reaction to that?
Well, you know, we spoke last night, and I think that the biggest problem that we have right now is, in many people's eyes, like I said, law enforcement, the idea of police has become, we've become an enemy.
Yes.
And one thing I've said all along, was one thing that I broke my heart after almost 18 years of service now, is I went from joining, you know, like I said, law enforcement or police department or getting involved in criminal justice, because I believed that I was supporting my fellow citizens and helping defend my community, whether it was from crime or whatever else that was reaching government. and I felt that I was playing an integral part of that, and it was a teamwork atmosphere.
Yes.
Where now I feel that in many cases, like you said, law enforcement believes that they are judged on how many tickets they write. They're judged on how many arrests they make. So we're no longer judged according to what kind of relationship we have with our fellow citizens. Instead, we're judged on the number of arrests and not the amount of time that we put in. So, yes, right, I what time did this happen? How do we bring them back in? I think part of that is, one, is we have to start telling these elected leaders, whether it's a sheriff or a mayor or a governor, that, one, quit writing so many laws. Because now you've written so many laws that everybody breaks a law. It's just according to whether or not we ever come across them while they're doing it.
I was thinking there ought to be a law against that, sir.
Yeah, so you get so many laws on the books that there's just all these things you can enforce that like I said, there's no actual, there's no reason we should be involved when, you know, and whether it's high grass or someone catching rain off of their, you know, doing water storage.
Right.
Just innocuous things that I think 18 years ago I never would have thought I would have been involved with or even been contemplating as part of my role as a peace officer. Like you said, now peace officers are trained to where everybody's a suspect. There's no friendly interaction hardly anymore, and you don't have that. If you talk about Mayberry, and I used to kind of think that was kind of a sly, or kind of, you know, I didn't really appreciate the idea of, you know, being, you know, compared to Andy the recording. When you look back, that's what we should have. We should have that friendship with our citizens, our other people.
Let me share this with you. Please don't take offense. I think of you as Andy of Mayberry. Here's why: because he was kind, friendly, helpful. Okay, he didn't want to beat up anybody. And if he was going to put somebody in jail, and I know it's a kind of a comedic TV series, but he wouldn't handcuff them with hinged handcuffs, you know, slam them against the wall, throw them against the ground, beat them up, and then yank them up to standing, slam them into a police car, and then throw them in jail. He didn't do that. He would say, okay, come on, let's go. I forget the guy's name, but he was the town drunk, and he'd say, okay, come on. And he put him in jail, and he wouldn't even lock the cell. He'd just say, okay, sleep it off. But, you know, I look at you as a guy who would be an advocate of the community rather than someone who would be oppressive and beating up the community. That being said,
maybe what we should do is we should do enough Native American American State and just be like tasing people and slamming people on the hood of your police cruiser, everybody, and just taking care of business and saying, listen, when I say something, buddy, you jump. You jump higher than you ever jumped in your life, friend. And we can really kind of lay out kind of what's happening in America today. I think Americans would be shocked, but what they don't get is that's happening on the streets in real time, real life to Americans today. And I submit to you that somehow we've got these enforcement, I'm going to call them thugs because they're not really obeying the law, these enforcement thugs, and they've basically been trained coming out of the academies this way to create a really a hostile environment, Larry.
Yeah, and that's what I've always talked about is we've, in the academies with the younger officers, we have failed just ability to talk to way out of situations that they beat their pants.
Okay, we are live at the CSPOA convention here in Boston.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Chief Larry Kirk's with us. Chief of Police, Old Monroe, Missouri. Dan Rodriguez is with us. U.S. Marine Corps veteran. Yeah, Sam Bushman at my left.
And I have no claim to fame. It's just me.
So here's.
In fact, I put talk show host on my card, and Vincent just felt like that wasn't even worth it.
Well, when you. No, that's not the case. That is not the case. You were printing up your card, guess what I thought. It says talk show host, and I said broadcaster. So we debated, and you kept it talk show host.
And what Vincent said is I have broadcaster on my card. You should be one of those.
No, I don't even have.
And then he looked at his card. card and it wasn't broadcast.
No, my card just says Vincent Finelli.
It should say Farmer.
It should say Farmer. Okay, now Dan Rodriguez has a question for Chief Larry Kirk, and I think it's an interesting question. Now, class, bear in mind that Dan Rodriguez is a young man, a U.S. Marine veteran. So, did you put the headphones on if you'd like? I think they're all connected.
I'll just give the headphones.
Can you give that? Okay, fine. Just grab the mic and you've got a question for Chief of Police Larry Kirk. Go ahead.
It's goes far behind the chief here. Beyond the chief, sorry. You know, it's for all law enforcement. As a Marine in a combat zone, and this is something that I think about and talk about with my buddies, you know, we all carry medical supplies with us. We carry supplies to help ourselves, and we have a duty and an obligation when there are innocent civilians that have been wounded or enemy combatants. Okay, we have a duty and obligation to help those people.
The enemy combatants? What are you talking about?
Yes, sir.
You're not supposed to help those folks. Aren't they the enemy combatants?
Well, wait a minute. Two minutes ago, there was a firefight, right?
Yeah.
And so these guys are on the ground.
Huh?
And so your job now is to go over and...
That's our job.
What if they kill your buddy in the line of duty, sir, and...
Well... It's called war, and every Marine, soldier, whatever, you know, they're going to treat each situation differently. But when somebody's shooting at you,
I'm not going to aim at the enemy, sir. Just not going to do it.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, he's. You've neutralized the threat. Now he's a wounded person, another human being laying on the ground.
If you want to take care of him, that creates a national security crisis. In other words, if I'm too busy trying to deal with helping the aids and abetting the enemy, I might have a threat that I'm overlooking that might do me in.
I tell you what, I did. Okay, and I'm going to help him out. And what the question I'm raising is why doesn't today's law enforcement carry the type of medical supplies to help people? They're the first responders, right? They're the first people to car accidents. They're the first people to acts of violence. How come they don't have the supplies needed to help people? They have all the tools to and harm us. They look like military. They're dressed like military. They have the tools, but they don't have the medical supplies. So that's just a question that I have.
All right, I'll let you respond to that. In the meantime, while the microphone's getting faster, I just want to say it's getting louder in the background, ladies and gentlemen, because we are live in Las Vegas at the Tuscany Hotel and Casino for the CSPOA Conference, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Conference. Folks are just finishing breakfast and they're rolling up their sleeves and getting ready to go hard to work. So that's the noise in the background, live simulcast, Liberty Roundtable and USA Prepares. Larry Kirk, you want to respond?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. We actually have first aid kits where I'm at. And I know that, if I remember correctly, still considered on all your hours as police officers to become first responders when they're in combat. But it's a good point because you'll see a lot of times on videos on YouTube and just on news channels now where you'll see an officer shoot someone or tase them or misrepresent them. And then once they're handcuffed, they just allow them later until an ambulance arrives. I think that's a good point. I think that once someone is subdued, whether it's no longer a threat, then you do that. I mean, they're still a citizen. They're still someone who's not going to find guilty of a crime. You should somehow reach out to them and compassionately and try to assist. And I think that's something that should be pressing.
I think Dan's question is a great one, and I agree with that. However, I am concerned that we are making the police, instead of peace officers, enforcement personnel. And I'm concerned as we go more and more and more towards the militarization of those people, more and more and more to where they are thinking of the citizens as insurgents or enemy combatants or whatever term you want to use. Posse comitatus comes to mind.
Well, sure is. But, you know, can we get to posse comitatus a second? I want to go back to the aged handguns before we forget that, because we said we were talking about that. Chief, do you carry, do you issue, does your department own hinged handcuffs that you use on the people?
No, my friend, it's against policy to use hinged handcuffs. You don't use chain handcuffs.
And, you know, hinged handcuffs are, I really believe they're devices of torture. People have had to have their limbs amputated because the circulation has been cut off by these devices of torture. I call on every state, to ban the ownership of hinged handcuffs. They are literally devices of torture. What do you think? What do you have to respond to that?
By the way, I agree 1,000% before I respond. I just want to say this, too. If you stumble and fall, if you have the chain handcuffs, you can catch yourself a little bit. You're not going to go anywhere. But these hinged handcuffs make it even impossible if you stumble to even hold yourself upright, Larry Kirk.
But, like you said, I think it's not just a threat for the person that you now have in custody. I think it's also a threat for officers. One thing, whenever you're trying to take someone in custody and you're trying to help them maybe in a hard situation in an area that's close quarters, trying to get someone's arms in a specific position that the hinge handcuffs require due to the way they're made actually causes trouble and a lot of times causes harm to the person. Where with the chain, you can actually manipulate the handcuff to reach the person's arm or reach the person's wrist instead of trying to pretty much manipulate the person in a hard way to get them handcuffed. So, yeah, I definitely think that not only is it it's a bad thing for officers, I think it's a bad thing for that person because it's a similar risk. Try to get them in that situation and get a decision to handcuff.
And literally, let's say you were going to arrest me. You're much taller. You weigh much more than I do. What's wrong with handcuffing me in the front?
Well, we allow it. And I think that a lot of problems have got away from it because of different scenarios where someone's had a knife on them or a gun on them or they've still fought. I think that that's one of the things where we've taken the officer's ability to kind of judge a situation and say this person is being compliant.
Yep.
Maybe it's a outstanding traffic ticket that they thought they paid or they thought their attorney paid and they didn't.
Right.
And now you're going to handcuff them, put them back in the car. And I'm a tall guy. I don't fit very well in the back of any police car with a cage. I can only imagine what it's like with the handcuffs behind your back. If someone's being cooperative and they're not showing me any signs of threat, they're not armed. Why can't you have them sit, with their hands in front of them? Well, no, we've taken that time, and obviously we've taken that ability to also to judge that out of their hands, and we're just now handcuffing everybody behind their back. And I think that's where we've got that mentality to where everybody's a suspect, everybody's a threat, and the officer can no longer make that judgment on their own. And like you said, maybe extend some kindness and just allow someone to be able to sit back up their hands in front of them.
And what if it's the wrong guy?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Situations happen, and you see it in the news and on the internet and so forth. There is a 2 o'clock in the morning raid on apartment 101. And it was supposed to be 201. And there's an elderly couple in there, and he has a heart attack because the door is bashed out. How do you react to that? What's wrong with a phone call saying, listen, we're at your door right now. There's only one way in and out of the apartment. We'd like to talk with you. Would you mind coming outside? Is there anything wrong with that?
Well, you're now getting into an area that I really like to talk about. And we've kind of worked on the show one day, but whenever a lot of people recently read about the rally about this, we stay in those relations police.
Yes,
I've been asked a lot about that in regards. And the whole drug war and the idea that we now got into the knockdown facilities within 2 seconds, everyone's got 4, 3 a.m. and 2 a.m. in the morning, I believe is actually causing more of a public danger to officers and to the citizens than the way we serve warrants and knocking on the door or calling someone. The idea that we have tactical teams serving misdemeanor warrants at 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock in the morning is obscene. I mean, look at how many shooting incidences we've had where either innocent individual has been killed or even a police officer has been killed and something that never should happen. You look at the state of Utah. I'm sure Sam's probably familiar with the incident where a police officer and I believe 4 or 5 others were shot doing a 2 a.m. Raid on a house for a guy who was growing marijuana, not selling cocaine or crack or heroin. They haven't killed anybody. There wasn't burying bodies in his basement. And does a raid at 2 o'clock in the morning. And if someone bangs on my door at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'll tell you now, I'm probably going to be in the hallway with a firearm. And then the idea that we're going to knock on the door in just like 3 seconds, things are at 2 a.m. It's ludicrous.
I'm thinking it at my farm. It might take me a minute.
Are they out of tables in there?
If I'm upstairs, it might take me a minute to answer that. Okay? Now, my greatest fear, and I'll say this on the air, and I'd like to know what your thoughts are. My greatest fear is that you're crashing through the door, men in ski masks, men with BDUs on. Men with battle gear. Men with shotguns, AR-15s, semi-automatic weapons, automatic weapons, flashbang grenades. If that goes off the house, I don't think I'm going to be happy about it. I don't think that these guys are going to be my friends. Now, if a shootout ensues, am I wrong to say, holy smokes, to my wife, we have been invaded. I don't know who these guys are. How do you respond to that? It's dark at night, no lights are on, I hear this noise, boom, 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 boom. Am I within my right to defend myself?
I mean, there are many, and I've been way too many examples of people where I could look back and say that the person at their house was right now, but they were within their right. Like I said, if you look at some of the studies that come out recently, they actually say that if you're woken from a deep sleep, that you're actually impaired at a level of some people are in regards to alcohol intoxication. You're not able to comprehend what's going on. You can't. For example, like I said, if somebody bangs on your house at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you go to reach for your gun or your nightstand, wherever you have to, or you get up just to walk towards the door, you stumble on the thing by the morning, or you just kind of stumble to the bathroom. Same thing. So now all of a sudden, you're just drawing a confrontation. So yeah, I think that at some point we have to say, hey, these people have a right to defend themselves because they don't know what's going on.
Chief of Police, Larry Kirk, Old Monroe, Missouri. Dan Rondi, Sam.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $5.15, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage. Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Watch out. It's going to be sliding.
Order today's hot.
Flash it.
God, you're... Take my... When you got it. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, what we're doing is we're broadcasting live from the Tuscany Hotel in Las Vegas. And Sam Bushman is simulcasting this on his network, and we are broadcasting on Genesis Communications Network. We have two different clocks, two different sets of commercials running at different times. So
what's really going on is Vincent has all the commercials. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I won that one, didn't I?
Yeah, absolutely.
And we had a contest, and I got more commercials.
I got less. Now, I'm asking Larry Kirk, he's a police chief in Boston, and we're talking about this excessive force being used by police agencies all over the country. We're concerned about it. We think it's unnecessary. And we think it's creating angst and hatred and frustration and all kinds of problems for the society at large. Right before the pause, and so everybody's caught up on USA Prepares, I said to Larry Kirk, hey, cops are making light of this. I saw a video. This guy got tased. And then the guy calls for backup or whatever. And when the cops came, he sauntered over to his buddies and he goes, hey man, that guy decided he wanted to go on a ride on a taser. And he was making light of this. And the poor guy's on the ground screaming, going, being tased. And this guy's mocking him. Larry, what on earth is going on with our society? And these cops, what's that guy's name? Kevin?
Kelly Thomas.
Say his name real loud.
Kelly Thomas.
Okay, his name is Kelly Thomas. That's right. Kelly Thomas. We covered this a week or so ago because he got murdered by the cops in California. Then they went to court and tried to hold the cops accountable for just beating this guy, literally beating him to death. And the cops got off scot-free and they said there was no malicious intent. That's beyond my comprehension. But what on earth is going on when these cops are getting to where they're treating people like this? They don't have a conscience, it seems like. Sure.
Yeah, that's true. Like I said, there's no compassion anymore. And you know, kind of touching back to what we had previously discussed, is we're not taught that we're I guess you'd say being cooperative with our fellow citizens. We're no longer looking at, for example, the people I serve in my city, as being fellow citizens, as being as being invested in this idea of community. Instead, we're now a little bit above them. You know, we've been blessed by the government to have this power, so we're going to enforce them. And losing that compassion is going to put us in a bad spot. So like I said, you now have people who enjoy inflicting pain or looking back at it and laughing about it. Instead of thinking, well, was there a way to get out of it? Was there a way not to? But even the worst case scenario, you had to use the taser. Why take any enjoyment at all in inflicting pain? And you see videos where after people are handcuffed, officers still inflict pain because there's some type of mental belief or understanding in their system of thought that we have to inflict a special punishment after someone runs from us or someone tries to fight with us. And I think that the more and more of these videos are coming out, the more and more that other peace officers have to start standing up and saying, hey, this is enough of this. It's giving us a bad eye, and you're making life tough on all of us.
We talked last night about in Missouri, it is against the law to resist arrest, even an illegal arrest. Could you tell us a little bit about that? Because to me, that's beyond the pale.
Well, the lead up to the story was they were an impeach Obama overpass protest that was taking part in St. Charles City, Missouri. And if you watch the video.
Can I just go on record and say those are fantastic, by the way? Anyway, continue.
And I participated in them. I've been on the bridge and I've said, hi, I'm Vin Finelli. People go, wow, I listen to you on the radio. So this is us. We're talking about us on these overpasses protesting. Obama being in office. But please continue.
Was one of my fellow oath keepers, Don Wheat, there in St. Charles, and he's a chiropractor, very nice old guy, but a doctor, not a militant, not a young guy, not brash, very nice, very respectful gentleman. And the Missouri Highway Patrol shows up on the scene, and they advised them that they need to pretty much leave the area.
Why though? Hold on, you can't do that.
Well, what they were saying was that they were posing a traffic problem, traffic hazard, by being on the side. They were claiming that it was causing it. Whether or not that was anything.
Took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Memorial Day is a time of remembrance of our fallen soldiers who died for our freedom. In honor of these brave men and women, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is offering huge discounts on several great products. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is veteran-owned and operated, so stop what you're doing and support a like-minded company and save a few bucks at the same time. The Memorial Day sale starts right now and ends on May 26th at midnight. Honor above all, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.